Welcome to Third Grade Discoveries. Today is Thursday, February 26, 2009. And what follows is a recording of our visit from Mr. Marshall in Harvest of the Month. And this month we were looking at learning all about cabbages.
I got my apron on. I'm ready to cook. I washed my hands a few minutes ago, but before I start, I'm going to make sure I wash my hands again. It's always important. So I'm going to do that. And before I left this morning, before I left my house, I reviewed in this special cookbook, the list of different kinds of foods that are in here and how to prepare them? What do you call it when a cook... Yes, there are ingredients, but what do you call it when you put it all together? The magic word. These are special cooking words. Okay. I reviewed my recipe for something called... Would you believe that we're going to make a salad and the recipe for the salad came from a book on... soup? But I know this is a wonderful, wonderful recipe, and it features the vegetable of the month. What is the vegetable of the month this month, guys? Let me hear you say it. Cabbage. What's the word?
Cabbage.
Say it after me. Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. ¿Cómo se dice en español? What is cabbage in Spanish? What is it?
Repollo.
Repollo es el repollo. But we're going to practice our English today, and we're going to talk about different wonderful, one of my favorite salads that I love to make using this recipe from this book. It's called Carrot, Apple, and Red Cabbage Slaw. Has anybody ever heard of anything that has to do with the word slaw?
No. It's a type of vegetable.
It's a mixture. It's a combination of vegetables. Have you ever gone to a restaurant where they ask you, would you like potato salad or coleslaw? Have you ever been asked if you want potato salad or coleslaw?
No.
Well, someday you will. I'll bet your teacher has.
Yes, absolutely. Mr. Marshall, could I interrupt for 1 second?
Please.
Okay, some of you are getting concerned about recess. We'll have inside plates on after we finish the demonstration. So don't get worried about recess. You shouldn't be stressed out over that.
Yeah.
Mr. Marshall is kind enough to share his time. So you guys be respectful, okay?
Please. And I will guarantee you that you will have enough time to go outside, use the restroom and things like that. But because I was a little late getting started next door, I'm a little late here. But I'll go as quickly as I can.
Thank you.
Make sure you get outside. Okay, so carrot, apple, and red cabbage slaw with ginger vinaigrette. Oh, what a wonderful sounding. This could be on a food channel, on a cooking show, right? You guys like to watch the cooking shows on television?
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful photograph?
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are the kinds of recipes that end up on the food channel. But I'm going to leave this here because I'm going to need to refer to the recipe. And most importantly, though, I need to share. Has your teacher shared the cabbage with you yet?
No.
Have you seen what the cabbage looks like?
Yes.
How was it? Thumbs up? You like it? Good. Thank you. Tell your teacher thank you so much. In the box right here, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
Scare you here. Here we go, guys. In the box are the three different kinds of what?
Cabbages.
Is that one another?
Doesn't
no.
it, you know, you think it, you, it could be a head of lettuce, but is it a head of lettuce?
No.
It is a head of what?
Cabbage.
Cabbage. And it's called a head. I wonder why it's called a head. Why do you think this is called a head, dear?
It's shaped like a head.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also
hard
like a head, huh? All right, guys. And this is a special kind of cabbage, and it's called head cabbage. It's made up of many, many, many leaves that all kind of... scrunched together, and cabbage is one of my absolute favorite vegetables to make a salad out of. Somebody mentioned like lettuce and cabbages. You can make so many good cabbages with so many good salads with cabbage, including different kinds of slaw, like coleslaw, which is the most popular. Now, this is the silliest thing one of the sillier things I've heard in a long time. This cabbage, what color is it, guys?
Purple.
But if you go to the store and you wanted to, if you asked a worker at the store, excuse me, could you please tell me where the purple cabbage is? They might look at you kind of like, weird. It's because they don't call this purple cabbage in the store. They call it red cabbage. Boys and girls, is this red?
No.
Is your friend's sweatshirt with the hood, is that red?
Yes.
That's red. This is purple, but guess what, guys? It's called red cabbage. Don't know why, but maybe at one time it was a little red. I mean, we know red. This is a beautiful head of purple cabbage. Okay?
Do you need me to clean anything up to get it out?
I think everything is okay because it's just from same thing you're going to eat from next door a few moments ago. Thank you. I'll tell you what you can do here. You can count out as many cups as you know you're going to need for your guys because those are our little serving cups. No, I decided to save the earth and not use too many utensils. You're going to use those little cups as your as your little dishes. Yes. All right, boys and girls. Another head of cabbage, but this is a head of green cabbage. And again, if you hold on to one of these, you can feel it's very solid, it's hard, it's dense. And cabbages are wonderful in that way. They last for a long time because they're so dense, they're so compacted. And this is green cabbage, and usually when you have coleslaw, you'll see green cabbage. And then there's another kind of cabbage. This is called an Asian-style cabbage called napa. And if you go to a Chinese restaurant or a Japanese restaurant sometimes, you'll find some, like if you eat some soup or some noodle dishes, you might find some cabbage in it. Yes, dear?
In the Chinese food, don't they give some of that when you put on,
sometimes. They use a lot of this. Like, I like a dish called chow mein. The chow mein often has a lot of bok choy or this kind of cabbage in it. It's delicious.
I like
yes, sir.
Orange chicken.
What is this? It's
cabbage.
They're all different kinds of cabbages. In Asian cooking, they use something called bok choy and different kinds of cabbages. Oh, they're delicious. I love them. And we're going to have a chance to have a kind of an Asian tasting dish today with this recipe that I'm going to prepare. We're not going to use this cabbage. Your teacher can maybe figure out how you're going to use that. Mm-hmm. We're not going to use the head of green cabbage. We are going to use the
red
cabbage in one of my favorite cooking utensils. It is called, who knows what this is called? If you guys watch the cooking shows, you might have heard of it. Yes, dear?
It's a blender.
It's a special kind of a blender called a, let me hear you all say after me, food processor.
Food processor.
Have you ever heard the people on the television say, now let's put this into the food processor, right? Now you know what a food processor is. Does anybody have a food processor at your house that looks something like this? Your parents or grandparents or somebody uses a, what is it called again?
Food
processor.
A food processor. Now, in order to make the food processor work, you have to use something that is very, very sharp. Sharper than sharp. It says here on the back, it says what it's going to do. It is going to, let me hear you all say, shred. What is it? It's going to shred the cabbage and the other ingredients in our wonderful salad. Okay, I'm going to put that on there. And I'm going to get it ready here. I did this next door already, so that's why it's fresh what's in here. Just a second ago, and I'm going to push the button and make sure it's working. We're like starting a car engine, an automobile. There's a motor inside here that makes this blade go around very fast. Boys and girls, this is not to be played with. carelessly. Oh, way beyond cut yourself. You would lose a finger. Help! That's not even funny. I would not try it, but it would not be funny if anything happened. It's a very it's an outstanding help in the kitchen, but it must be used carefully. That's why they put in this special protector to help out the cook so that nothing bad happens. All right. I have another blade in here that I don't need, but this is the one you've seen also. It helps cut and shred and slice and all those things. All right. Boys and girls, last night I was reading the recipe, and I knew what the ingredients I needed. You know, somebody said this word before. Es casi igual en español, right? How do you say ingredients in Spanish?
Vegetales.
How do you? Oh, come on! Look at the word. It says ingredients. ¿Cómo se dice en español? No se dice ingredientes. The ingredients. All the ingredients.
It's vegetables.
But yes, we're talking about boys and girls. As you well know, when I come and speak to the boys and girls here at Humphreys, you know that I like to read. I like everybody to read what's on the cap. I like everybody to read what's on my apron, read what's on my shirt. Let's read what's on the back of the shirt. What does it say?
Eat five spoons of fruit and vegetable and be active every day for a better health.
Boys and girls, now that I've talked about the recipe and I will go into the ingredients next, please understand that the major reason that I come to speak to you is because I want you to be as healthy as you can be. Because truly, I can't think of anything that is more important than your health. I mean, it's great to have lots of money. It's wonderful to be super, super smart. But if you're not healthy, nothing, it doesn't matter. I mean, we've all known people who have gotten really, really sick, and it's hard to be happy when you're not feeling well. So one of the things that you can do, one second, please. One of the things that you can do to maintain your health, well, two of the things that you can do to maintain good health is eat good foods and, well, like it says on the shirt, what does it say here? Be active. Does be active mean to go home every day and sit down in front of the TV and watch cartoons for hour after hour after hour? I know how much fun it is to watch the cartoons. I did it when I was your age. My nieces, when they come home, their mamas and papas, you know, they let them watch an hour's worth of television, and then it's okay, it's time to do your homework, and then it's time to take the dog for a walk or ride the bike or walk to the store to buy something. They're encouraged to be active. When you're out in the yard at recess, instead of just sitting and talking with a friend, is it possible to walk and talk at the same time? You tell me, am I walking and talking at the same time?
Yeah,
I think it's possible. You know that, guys. Take a walk instead of just sitting. Be active. Anything you can do to get moving is really important. Boys and girls, is there a way to be a little active in the classroom?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. I'm going to show you how. Would you all very quietly please stand up behind your chairs? You can do this. Remember last year, I think we did some stretching. I like to start my day every day by stretching my arms up and then getting on my tiptoes and counting to 10. Ready, begin. 1. Faster.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And then I relax, because can you start feeling the muscles in your shoulders starting to burn a little bit? If you did it to 20, you'd really feel it, but I won't ask you to do that. If you did it to 30 or 40, oh dear, but every time your muscles are burning, they're getting a little stronger. That's good. All right, I like to practice my balance. I take my hands like this, I point my fingers up, I pick up one foot in front of me, say your left foot, hold it in front of me, and I count to 10 as quickly as I can. Ready, begin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And you know what, guys? If you can't do it at first, if you can't get that leg up any higher than this, it just means you have to practice to get stronger. And the more you practice, the easier it'll get. You guys see the professional soccer players. You see the Lakers. You see what athletes do before they play a game. Do they just sit around and eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No, they do exercise
They stretch,
energy.
They warm really up, they're active, they do exercises.
And
you know what they do.
Okay?
And if they do it on, if they do a stretch on one side of their body, like you just did on the left side of your body, you have to remember, you got another side, so do the same thing on the other sides. Hands up. Lift up your right knee and hold it in front of you. Let's count backwards this time from 10. Ready? Begin. 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
0. You made it. All right, guys. And if you got a, if you have a, you know, you've got a left and a right, you've got a front, you got to stretch your front, and you got a back, you got to stretch your back. You got to do, you know, stretching all over. It's important for better health. That's what it says right here inside my shirt. It says, eat five a day and be active. Why? For better health. Okay, guys. Please sit down so that I can get on with the recipe here, and you guys can enjoy some of this delicious, delicious, delicious
cabbage
salad. All right, guys, here we go. Now, first thing we're going to do is I'm going to cut a little bit of this red cabbage with my special cooking knife, which I sharpened this morning. Oh, wait a second. I said I was going to wash my hands before I did any cooking, even though I just did it. I'll do it again. Because I know how important it is. All right. Now, I brought my very, very special knife, which I sharpened very carefully, because a good chef, and I am a wonderful chef, always has very good tools, and a good sharp knife is extremely important. I love to write this word because it never makes sense. Why is it spelled like this? I don't know. Why is there a K in knife?
Oh.
I don't know, but just remember, there is a K in knife. Do you know the answer why there's a K in knife? Go ahead. The K and the N together, exactly like the word. What's the most common word that has the K and the N together where you don't pronounce the?
No.
No, absolutely. Way to go, guys. I am not a magician. I am a cook. All right, guys, here we go. So, I've got my knife. I've got my beautiful head of red cabbage. I'm going to take this leaf off here. And...
You want some touch? Or?
I was just going to put it back in the shirt. Okay. Here we go, guys. I'm going to start. I'm going to show you how beautiful the inside of the cabbage looks. Because it really does. You can see the way all the leaves come together.
Oh, look it! Oh, seeds!
I'm going to take a
big
white from inside.
And no, actually, it looks like seeds. It's just the way all the leaves came together. If you'd had time to unpeel all these leaves, you'd see what it was like. Anyhow, they're just all the leaves folding one on top of the other. Very carefully, I'm going to cut this into pieces that will fit into the food processor. And I am now going to take a piece of the cabbage. I'm going to take the little protective pushing cup. And here we go, guys. 1, 2, 3. I am... What is the act I just did? Was it slicing or shredding? What did I say?
Shredding.
I'm the shredder. Yeah. I'm going to do some more. I'm shredding the cabbage. In the, what's the name of this machine?
Food processor.
Very good, the food processor. All right. So I'm going to check and see how it's doing in there. I think we've got enough. All right. Now, the recipe says you need... Remember, it was carrot, apple, and red cabbage. Now, I cheated a little bit. I went to the store, and they had carrots that were already shredded is the special word, okay? So you can see right here, it says shredded carrots. So I'm going to put those aside because I'm looking for the... What's the other ingredient I mentioned?
Apples.
And I have red apples.
And
green apples. Thank you. A green apple?
Little apples.
They're pretty tiny, aren't they? And a beautiful red apple. I need an assistant. Would you please go wash this off? Would you please go wash this off? Just put some water on it. You come back, and we'll shred up the apples. And, oh, something else. This is a very, very, very important ingredient to make this. This is my own little special touch, guys.
Oh, that's a potato.
Doesn't it look like it could be a potato? But it isn't. Come see this in español, you know? It's something that grows under the ground, and it is a root. Thank you very much. It is a root, and it is called. It's also somebody's name. Does that help?
A ginger.
What is it?
A ginger.
This is a piece of ginger root. And I love to cook with ginger. So I'm going to break off a little piece here. Ooh, that's a big piece. And again, ginger adds a wonderful, wonderful flavor. I'm going to take this and... What am I going to do with it?
Oops. Mr. Shasha, that's how you need the knife to be sharpened. Sharp.
Good cooks always make sure that their knives are sharp because they say it's the dull knife that cuts, you know, when people cut themselves, it's sometimes because they're having to push so hard on the knife that, whoa, things slip and oh dear. But if the knife is sharp, do I have to push very hard if the knife is sharp? No. So like, and I sharpened it last night and it just goes through it very easily. So I'm going to, I hope this works. Let's see. I'm going to do this a little bit. Around, and I'm going to put the, what am I putting in the food processor? It's the ginger. And I shredded the ginger. Next, I'm going to cut and shred the
green apple.
Now, they say that some apples are sweet, and some apples are, instead of using the word sour, though, they use the word, let me say, tart. What's the word?
Tart.
Tart. So it means almost the same as sour, but it's not sour. It's tart. And these apples are not sweet. They are tart. But they're good. You can hear the motor going round in there? I mean, the motor going fast, and it makes the blade go around. Here's the red apple. They're all, they. I'm a red apple fan myself.
Okay.
Oh, and are apples one of the five a day that can, like they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? All right. So we've got ginger. We've got the apples. And oh boy, we've got the cabbage, we've got the ginger, we've got the apples, and it is time now. The only thing I forgot, and I meant to bring one, it would be really good if I took the juice of a lemon and squeezed lemon juice on top, and I was going to put a lemon in it last night, and I forgot. So, but you know what? I'm gonna find a lemon, and I'm gonna.
What about the carrots?
And I'm going to, I like to use this when I cook here. What are they?
Chopsticks.
Yeah.
Chopsticks like Chinese food.
Yes, the people in Asia, in Japan and China, instead of using a fork like we do as a utensil, they use the chopsticks.
What about Japanese people?
That's what I just said, didn't I? I think I did. People in Japan are the Japanese people. They use chopsticks. Okay, this is no longer... engaged, so I can touch this safely. I'm going to mix these together. And there's the, you know, all the ingredients are mixed in there. The apple, I'm going to do the carrots. Again, they're already shredded, so I don't have to worry about them. And I'm going to put everything together into the container here. Oh boy, there's a lot, guys. You're going to be eating this for a week. No, just kidding. That's a bad joke. Now, I'm going to mix it all together. And mix it a little more. I was speaking to Miss Maestas' class next door. Miss Del Palacio, excuse me. Miss Del Palacio's class next door. And I was asking her students if any of them have ever eaten a wonderful dish called a pupusa. You guys like pupusas? When you eat a pupusa, have you ever seen the wonderful... Have you ever seen the wonderful... Usually it's a jar of salad that's on the... Do you know what's in that jar? What's it called? Have you heard of it? Curtido?
Yeah.
Do you know what curtido is made out of?
No.
Yes, you do. What is curtido made out of?
Green cabbage.
Usually green cabbage. With some carrots. Shredded, yes, or sliced. Depends. Sometimes they just slice them or shred them. No, I took a shortcut. I don't think I cheated. I just took a little shortcut. To save, it's called time, saving time. Okay? I'm going to mix this all together.
Sir, Marshall, can you answer all the questions from third grade?
Not yet. I'm going to.
You're not going to have enough things to cook, huh?
No, I've got plenty, actually. I made sure that I did, except for the lemon. I forgot the lemon. Darn. I'm going to go get a lemon, I think. I've got to find somebody who's got a lemon. Maybe there's a lemon tree in the neighborhood. I can go ask somebody for a lemon. No, you got to ask. You got to ask first. All right. Now, here are the special ingredients to add really good flavor. Boys and girls?
Hey, look at that beer.
Excuse me. It is called...
Vinegar.
You've heard the word vinegar before?
It's a type of wine.
Yes, dear.
It's a type of oil, so you can put on the food, so it could taste good.
Yep, it's a flavor. It's a flavoring ingredient that can make things really, really good. So I brought along these kinds of special spoons. What kind of spoons?
So Marshall, just by chance, Grandmother lives next door. Like, maybe she can get us another in a few minutes.
The game open.
No, but maybe that Gerd Reese is just...
Sounds good. Oh, the Lord works in strange ways, as they say. Guys, these are special spoons, right? They're called... And they call them measuring spoons. And somebody used the word, this is a... teaspoon, and I'm going to, you know the way, hold on guys, gotta make sure you're, you know, all attention's here. You're doing a great job, I really appreciate it, but, sir.
It's to measure how many.
Good, because we're not going to drink beer. Here we go guys, a little bit of vinegar for flavor. I'm going to put in one. Two, these are called teaspoons. Okay, I'm going to mix it all together here.
You guys are going to get a lemon?
And this is a very special ingredient. Some of you can read what it says on the label.
Samsung?
A new word, guys. You know what these are. These are... Hold on, guys. Some of the smallest seeds you ever see. Did you eat these sometimes? Hold on.
That's bird seed. Can we touch one?
You will when you get your salad. I'm going to put it in. Anybody know what these seeds are called?
No.
They kind of look like
red sunflower seeds.
Are sunflower seeds this size or are they larger? These are called...
They kind of look like seeds.
They don't look like.
I like eating it.
Da 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 da. Da, da, da. What's the name of that street?
Sesame Street.
Are these sesame seeds, maybe?
Yeah!
Yes, what are they?
Sesame
Let me hear you say sesame seeds.
Sesame Street.
Sesame seeds.
Sesame Street.
No, sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds.
They come from a plant. I'm going to just sprinkle some in here.
Oh, cool. Sesame looks good.
They come from a plant.
Eat all of it.
No, I have to make sure that Ms. Laws and some of the other classes get their share, too. I'm going to mix that in. The sesame seeds make it taste really good. Is it going to happen? Yes, well, we know that. All right, and this is the oil made from sesame seeds. So it is called, what kind of oil?
Sesame
oil, and this is a special kind of toasted sesame oil. And I'm going to put in 2 teaspoons of. Yeah, it does. It has the same. It's not quite as thick. It's a little thinner because it's an oil. I'm going to mix it all together.
Is it good?
You are going to find out when you taste it, because I think it's good. Maybe your teacher thinks it's good, but you have to make your own decision. Most people, I predict, are going to like this, because I've done this in enough classes to know that most boys and girls say, oh, that's good. And is it good for you?
Yes!
Most importantly, guys, this is really, really, really good for you. It's healthy, yes. Oh, one of the major ingredients I forgot to mention.
Ginger.
It's got the ginger that's healthy. The carrots are healthy. Are apples good for you?
Yes.
Cabbage? Yes. And now, as they say, I'll take one for myself. The proof, though, is in the tasting. So I'm going to be, as they say, the first person to try it. I'm going to be the guinea pig. You've heard that expression before?
Yes.
I'm going
yes.
to be the guinea pig, and I'm going to see what if it's, you know, needs a little bit more of this or a little bit more of that. And it's to save utensils and not waste things, I've decided to just buy these little cups, and you can use it. This is the way I did it.
You,
if you want to use your fingers,
can
you can.
Can we get seconds?
Let's see if you like it. First, try it. See what you think. Most importantly, remember, guys, this is a really good way to get your... Wait a second, we almost had 5 right in this one dish. What did we have? What kind of fruits and vegetables did we have? Our vegetables? We've got 4 fresh fruits and vegetables in one dish. Let's see how it tastes. Most important.
Everybody's quiet.
Certainly crunchy.
If you like that, I think it is.
Can you tell from looking at my face that I probably think it's good?
Yeah, because it goes.
Now, can we get some?
Hold on. Mmm. All right. I think it needs, again, after you, a good cook follows the recipe and then they taste it. And they decide it needs a little bit more of this or a little bit more of that. I think it needs just a little more. One more teaspoon of toasted sesame oil. And it needs lemon, but we don't have lemon, so that's okay. We'll make do. All right. Just know that it would only be better with lemon juice. All right. Mmm. It's very good, guys. It's a delicious way to get your salad. All right. So, I was the first person to try it. Who do you think is going to be the next person to try it?
Let's
see. You're not going to be a teacher, you're always first.
Well, that's absolutely right. Teachers have their...
You have to be respectful.
Yes, I'm trying to think how to translate that to third grade.
All
right, let's see what happens here.
Teacher, drink it all.
He's not going to drink it, he's going to eat it. Should. And again, feel free to use your fingers, whatever it takes to get there.
I think he does.
He went back for more. That's always a good sign, right?
Teacher likes it.
Yeah!
Would only be better with lemon juice. Boys and girls, was that difficult to make or was it easy?
Easy!
It has lots of ingredients.
It has, you know what the ingredients are. You know how I used the special kitchen tool called the food processor.
Oh, it's still there. There's more.
Yes, there is. There's, you know, when you're done, you got to clean up. Chopsticks are a good tool to use. I have another scraper here. I'll clean this up afterwards. Here's my, you know, you've seen these in kitchens, right?
Oh, yes.
A nice little scraper.
That's what someone used to bake cake.
When you're baking.
You have to put whipped cream on it.
Well, this is not a time for whipped cream here, but anyhow, guys, was this a good way, an easy way to get fruits and vegetables into your diet?
Yes.
Is it important to have fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables every day? Yes. Make those choices. When you're at lunch and you see the salad on your plate, you know, instead of just leaving it alone, think about, oh, maybe if I put it inside my sandwich or put it on top of my pizza or put it inside my burger, I can get one of my good fruits.
She puts it on her sandwich.
Get my good fruits and vegetables. Well, great. That's a good way to get your fruits and vegetables. Anyhow, boys and girls.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Sir, your question. Go ahead. I'm sorry?
What is this called?
Look at the label. What does it say?
Toasted
sesame oil. And this is what?
Rice.
Well, I don't have to write rice. You know how to. Oh, I didn't write vinegar up here, did I?
Oh, vinegar.
En español, ¿cómo se dice vinegar? Es casi igual.
Vinegar.
Vinagre. It's almost the same. All right.
Vinagre.
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 Vinagre. Vinegar. Oh, I'll bet you are. Anyhow, guys, so this is vinegar made from rice. Say goodbye to the rice vinegar.
Wow.
This is oil made from what kind of seeds?
Sesame
seeds. These are the sesame seeds. Say goodbye. This is yours to keep for your teacher to figure out what you're going to do with.
I have with those.
What about the carrots?
Look at, I'm going to cook tomorrow. I have a portable little stove.
Uh-huh.
And we'll put those in a kind of a vegetable soup.
Yay!
We'll do that tomorrow.
You know, my wife, you know, my wife is Miss Paulo. You guys, some of you might have heard that. You know Miss Paulo. She makes the best soup using some of the recipes in this book. And one of her favorite soups is a cabbage soup.
Oh, it's, maybe she has a recipe she could I'll talk to her today.
You can look in the book, see what you find. Anyhow, boys and girls, guys, this has been a lot of fun. But most importantly, I hope you have learned how good food, it's fun to prepare, but mostly it's really, really good to eat. And I need to know, oh, dear, am I late? Oh, how could I be so late? I need to go to my next class, and I didn't make it for your recess, and I apologize. I didn't see the clock.
I think my wife has a really good recipe also, so I'll ask her tonight for sure.
Good.
But we are cooking tomorrow.
I'm so sorry about the time. I didn't see the clock over there. Anyhow, I'll leave this here.
Yes.
And
maybe you want to put it in?
If you
what class are you going to be just in case when we're done?
I'm going to Miss Law's class right now. And I'm so sorry that I didn't make
what
it for
you.
Your recess. I'm going to Miss Law's class right now, room 39. Here, I'll tell you what. I have here. Use this.
Cabbage. Yes. Do you mean the cabbage?
Yeah. Okay. Sitting down.
Guys, your teacher's asking you to stay in your seats. Thank you. If I need help, I'll ask you. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You're rocking the boat.
Did you get the one that's in the corner? Good job. Could you put first? Teacher, when
we're
done,
I did take a bunch of pictures. And I did actually recorded the presentation.
I was
so later on, I was
no. All right, guys.
Everyone, what do you say to Mr. Marshall?
Thank you, Mr. Marshall.
boys and girls, again, you have listened very, very well. I know you're going to, well, I hope you're going to like that which you saw me prepare. And most importantly, I hope you remember the reason I came here today, besides sharing wonderful food with you, is to remember what the shirt says, what the apron says, what the hat says, boys and girls. Eat your fruits and fresh fruits and vegetables and be active. Why? For better health. It's all about staying healthy, guys.
You know what? I'm gonna use
this stupid. Yeah, you got it. Well, again, would only be better with lemon juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Boys and girls, thank you. Stay healthy. Pay attention in school. Learn, 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 and enjoy your cabbage salad. Yay!
Thank you so much.